This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Well, howdy ho!
Who you calling a hoe?
Not you.
Okay.
Me, sometimes not never.
Well, that's okay. I'm okay with that. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe here, and I'm live, too, in Studio A with Anthony today. That's true. Isn't it?
I think so.
I'm really here.
Yeah, I think you are here. You look like you're here.
I'm here. Let's see if Betty's here.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 222 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, May 17th, 2021.
Yeah, right. I don't know why
Did
Betty's
you know the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook? Just go to facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. Our show can be found and listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Radio for All, and on Chimba Radio. Visit www.chimba.org. Then, go to the menu, click Programming, clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You're welcome, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, well, Betty's been running around in the studios trying to do something, and Roger, I don't know where he's at. He's hiding. I haven't seen
Maybe
him all
that's
night.
That's where he's hiding. Who knows, you know?
He's hiding in the toilet.
He got abducted. He got abducted by aliens.
Hey, this beer that you fed me is pretty darn good. It's called Golden Road Brewing. Mango cart.
Mango
wheat ale.
Yeah, it's actually quite tasty. It's usually my summer drink, which in Florida is 15 months out of the year. I graduated.
Woohoo!
I have no more new ways to learn how to hate math. Thank God.
Yeah, you showed me some of that math, too, and it looked really complex and confusing and not something I wanted to deal with.
Oh, no, absolutely not something I want to deal with either. But
who does deal with that kind of math?
Engineers, people that are going to do things that I'm not going to do. I'm not going to design a bridge or, you know, a skyscraper or kind of anything like that. I just fix the computers. But, yeah, no, absolutely. I'm just like, I don't even know what the hell this is supposed to mean. And the statistics and probabilities and like I'm not going to Vegas. I don't like Vegas. I never go to Vegas. We don't do well Vegas. So we have an in studio guest with us today, and it's really not a guest because I guess you're a staple on the show.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
You're a co-host, so you're not really a guest.
I'm a guest in the studio.
You're a guest in the local Tampa studio.
In the local Tampa studio,
absolutely,
correct.
Yeah. So
we stocked up the snack carts. We got everything going.
Oh, God. It's like diabetes on a cart. It's really quite frightening, the amount of shit that we have found. I mean, we got everything from these tasty cake pies to Doritos. We got the communal bowl of Doritos. I'm calling it Joe's bowl of Doritos in the
but
studio.
But you can have some, too. You're more than welcome to...
That's okay. I might. I'm still working on this chocolate pie over here.
I still have this cherry pie.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, they had a sale at Publix, so you know. But that's been me. How about you, Joe? How's it going for you?
Well, I've been unable to compute life these days because I don't know. It's been something. That's why I'm taking a break. I'm resetting, which means I'm in Florida with Anthony. Yay! Oh, good Lord, that felt good.
Burping in the office, burping in the studio. There we go. Just don't throw up on the microphone.
I need some of that.
Yeah, here, take some by all means. Yeah, I'll pass.
You know, the studio pipe is improved since I last saw it.
Whew. Well, you know, we got some of that PPP money.
Not really.
No, we didn't, but... I'm going to say we did. It's called Puff Puff Pass Money. So, yeah. So we got ourselves a new...
you know what? That's a nice title. Puff.
Puff. Pass.
Pass. Money. You know, folks, you got to write this stuff down.
Yeah, right?
I've learned that recently. You got to write it down.
Because if you don't, you're going to forget it.
Yes.
Especially when you get old.
Yes. Because everything just flies away. Right, right, Roger?
You're welcome, Anthony.
He sounds fucked up, too. Wow, my poor computer is not having it tonight. It's being something.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. I think I see why. There's a whole bunch of enhancements that didn't need to be enhanced.
I see.
Enhancing things. Let's see what happens now.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, my God. That sounds so much better.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those robots, they turned on settings that shouldn't have been turned on.
You know, that's what they do sometimes. They do that. And, you know, you don't know what to do when they do that.
Now, according to my battery, I have 2 hours remaining. Which is interesting, because before I said it said I had, like, 33 minutes remaining, which doesn't make any damn sense.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah. Well, right. I'm going to take it at its word that, oh, now I have 1 hour and 5 minutes remaining.
I'll just keep an eye on that thing.
Yeah.
So let's see.
It'll start flashing. So, do we have any announcements or...
We do have a voicemail, but I need to get it from this phone here over to that. I guess, yeah, because it wants me to do like a guided setup on the voicemail, which I don't feel like doing right now. Because we got a new voicemail system at the studio, so...
Ah.
Yeah. So, I think it was Ezel, though, possibly calling
us.
Yeah, well, that was last week, because remember, he couldn't get through. So, we're hoping that he could get through today.
You know what? I should be in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, you should be, because I don't hang out in the chat room. I can't do the chat room. I get confused when I sit in the chat room, and I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying to do that, and... We'll see if we can get this voicemail message. I'll work on it during Joe's news. But for now, if I can find my cursor. There's my cursor. Uh-oh. Nope. Let's do some weed corner here. And how do they reach us if they want to talk to us, Joe?
Well, they can reach us by calling 813-327-8566.
Fantastic. Are you in the chat room yet? Have you
well,
launched the chat
it's
device?
It's interesting. It's like I'm in the correct browser, but it is as if the computer has forgotten everything in existence. And look at that. We've got Ezel and your mother in the chat room. Well,
hello,
thank
Ezel.
You.
Hello, your mother. If you are listening live, we have actually a decent number of listeners tonight. If you are listening live, you are more than welcome to join us at chimebit.org. We have a chat room where you can chat amongst our other deranged listeners and favored fans.
Wow, the chat room has been busy tonight.
Really? They've been chatting without us, huh?
Yeah. Damn.
Gotta love it when that happens.
Yeah, but I don't know why this stupid thing isn't registering my correct name, because I'm registered and logged in. And
that's strange. Yeah, your computer's been doing some strange things.
And I got cherry juice all over my fingers.
Maybe it's the cherry juice you got all over your fingers. So, anywho, let's hit a weed corner here. This one comes from High Times, AJ Harrington. The Common Sense Cannabis Reform for Veterans, Small Businesses, and Medical Professionals Act was filed by Congressional Cannabis Caucus co-chairs Republican Young of Alaska and Ohio Representative Republican Joyce last Thursday. If passed by the Congress and signed into law by Biden, the bill for federal marijuana decriminalization would remove cannabis from the Federal Controlled Substance Act. The measure would also require the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau to issue rules for the regulation of cannabis molded after those for the alcohol industry within 1 year of enactment. The bill would also provide federal preemptive protection to financial institutions and other businesses in states that have not legalized marijuana so they can service legal cannabis companies. Additionally, the legislation would allow physicians with the Department of Veterans Affairs to legally prescribe medicinal cannabis for military veterans. So let's see how that goes. You know, I mean, we really need to decriminalize this thing.
Yes, because it's just, I agree.
It's just, it's, yes, you agree. I agree. Hello. I have become Joe. I have another robot in the show. Joe the Roboto. Joe Roboto. Roboto,
you know,
Joe.
I just wanted to point out, which is not related to anything you've just been talking about. But stereo came back in my headphones. Touching or twiddling a cord over there somewhere, and it just came back all of a sudden.
Came back all of a sudden.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know what I was twiddling, but you got stereo back.
Yeah, we're back. It's just like, it's, hello, I'm back.
All right, yeah, there we go, we got it. All right, so our next one is comes from High Times as well. This is from Addison Heron Wheeler. and this is about the U.S. economy expecting to receive $92 billion from legal cannabis sales this year. Without full legalization, legal cannabis is reportedly poised to bring in almost $100 billion to the U.S. economy in 2021. This is up 30% from last year, and the projected number for 2025 is $169 billion.
Wow. Damn.
According to the MJ Biz Daily analysis, this was done by looking at similar industries using a standard multiplier of 3.5 on projection of sales, and it includes agricultural, manufacturing, and retail activity. Additionally, the taxes generated from selling recreational and medical cannabis also puts hundreds of millions of dollars into the economy via taxes, which in turn goes back to fund local government and state activities. And that's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, okay. It's time for our word of the show.
Ooh, word of the show. Yay.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't have my super sound effects with me today, folks. We are unable to connect to the correct server.
No, that's a shame. Yeah. Hold on, let me try. I can give you...
Well, today's word is... Can you guess what today's word is?
What's today's word?
Today's word is blithesome.
Blithesome.
And blithesome means lightheartedness or a carefree attitude.
Blithesome. Blithesome.
Like, I'm on vacation and I needed some blithesome relief.
There you go.
Well, as Roger would say, wow.
Wow.
Anyway, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. And guess what? We've got random discussion until 2017.05.
Let me see. Where are we at? We are at 2013.47.
Yes.
So we have a few moments to chat. If somebody wants to make a quick call, you're welcome to give us a call, 813-327-8566.
And let me check the chat room. Let's see.
Yeah, what's going on in the chat room,
Ezel, Joe? Is like, fire up them bongs, you biatches.
No, we got... Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, we got them going. There ain't no question about one. No question about that one.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sucking down this beer like there's no tomorrow. This is pretty good.
Well, there's more in the refrigerator of the studio
there. Yeah, well,
there,
during a break. You know. During a break.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't want you passed out drunk in the studio.
The stereo-ness is going away, by the way.
The stereo-ness is going away, yeah. You say.
As I turn it up, it's like, okay, there it goes. It's back, it's gone, it's back, it's gone.
You can try another port over there. Try plugging into the green port. It could just be the knobbers. It could be the knobbers, 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 knobbers. How's the knobbers? Can you hear anything?
Yeah, it's much better.
Hello.
And it's consistent.
Chickens with buttholes.
Chickens, buttholes. Buttholes.
Buttholes with chickens.
Nope, we're good. All rectums are intact and functional.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
There you go.
And as Tim Gunn would say, what would he say? Don't lose your trajectory.
I got a little pop-up for Joe's Corner. Did we already do Joe's Corner?
Oh, your mother asks, did you file your taxes yet?
I did.
Yeah.
And I surprisingly got some money back this year. I was kind of shot. I haven't gotten money back in a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So, but I have. Have you filed your taxes?
Yeah, I filed my taxes. Oh, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Are your taxes a mess?
Yeah.
Did you get like any kind of COVID relief? Because you were directly affected by the whole COVID thing.
Oh yeah, I got all. So I can't say I'm going to complain at all about the stimulus checks that came. I thought that was a good thing, although it should have started and then ended like a long time ago.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Especially with the unemployment, because I also was able to take advantage of that, too.
Okay, well, yeah, no, that's good. True, and that was important, because how long was the restaurant closed?
We weren't closed.
Huh? That's quite a, wow, I've never heard that length of time before. Oh, my goodness, that was just absolutely amazing.
We weren't closed, actually, but our hours were changed, and we only did pickup and delivery.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. So
that's the thing, though. We never closed. Okay. We kept as many staff as we could, and we did the best we could with what we were given.
You're petting the desk. Why are you petting the desk? I'm just sitting here, and I hear this petting noise on the desk.
Because it's sticky.
I think it's time for Roger's National Day moment.
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and walnuts for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is May 17th, 2021, and it is oh boy, National Pack Rat Day, Cherry Cobbler Day, Graduation Tassel Day, Walnut Day, Idaho Day, and what you've really been waiting for, woohoo, it's Joe's on vacation mode. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on the fake fancy lever that causes our Antony to push a button that hopefully will dispense cherry cobbler in neat festive bowls everywhere. Wait, what?
No, I can't.
Anyway,
the
let that spinning wheel roll, Antony. I think. Yes.
Oh, cool, I get to push it.
Error code.
Joe gets to push the actual spinning wheel button.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, boy. So, can I do it? Can I do it?
Yeah, whenever you're ready. Ready, boom. Whenever you're ready.
Whoa!
There you go. Look at that. You got to push the actual button for the wheel. And there it goes, right through the ceiling.
Wow, this is a landmark show.
It is. Isn't this an exciting show? Oh, my goodness. It's just absolutely amazing. All right, so let me find our random
you know what
story
here's the deal.
What's the deal?
Whatever show title we have, it's going to end with landmark show. Wait, what did I write?
I don't know. What did you write?
What did I write?
I don't know. I can't read your writing. I can barely read my own writing. And ladies and
edition,
gentlemen, that's
edition.
What you get for
Landmark show edition.
Just like
a Ring of Fire edition.
Just like a Ring of Fire edition. All
but
right.
This isn't a Ring of Fire edition. This is more like a landmark show edition.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'll take it as that. Yeah. We'll go with that. All right, tonight's random story comes from Bossip.com, whatever the fuck that is. A Florida man was sentenced today to do more than 6 years in prison for fraudulently obtaining approximately $3.9 million in Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans, and using those funds in part to purchase a $318,000 Lamborghini luxury car for himself. Yes, right?
Wow.
Dave, 29, of Miami, pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud on February 10th, according to court documents. He submitted multiple PPP payments to a PPP participating lender, claiming to have dozens of employees and millions of dollars in monthly payroll. Yeah, they'll catch you. In addition to submitting false and fraudulent IRS forms to support the applications, David also assisted other individuals in obtaining fraudulent PPP loans as well. As part of his sentence, the court ordered David to forfeit the $3.4 million in fraudulent loan proceeds that law enforcement seized and the 2020 Lamborghini that he purchased for approximately $318,000.
Yikes.
And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. Be sure to check out Radio Free Labor, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the many other shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much, much more. Wow, it's weird having everyone in the studio. Boop, boop. Programming features, reset. Anyway, with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Our phone lines are working again. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Wow, thanks, Betty. What happened to you? Well, anyway, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, even though I'm in Tampa for a few days, I figure I can't let you listeners down by not giving you the...
It's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport.
And unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 68 degrees in Chicago. The dew point is 51, the humidity is at 55%, and winds are howling out of the south at 12 miles per hour. Ooh, and for you pilot types... for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 55 and a little breezy. Tuesday, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 4 p.m. Wednesday, it's going to get gusty with wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Then, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 82, which is when I return. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 84. Weekend, well, a chance of rain each day after 1 p.m. and temps in the mid-80s. And now it's time for a blithesome look at the news sourced by Chip Skipper and read by our very own Joe. Wait, that's me.
And now for the news.
All right, Ezel, I will get on my taxes, I promise. But I did them already, so wait, no. I'm waiting for them to amend my taxes because I got that unemployment money that was supposed to not be taxed anymore.
Ooh, unemployment money.
Yeah.
We like unemployment money.
But anyways, for our first story tonight, this is kind of cool because this story stokes my interests in food culture and history. May 6th, UPI. Workers doing reservations on a cafe in England... made a surprising discovery inside the ceiling. A menu from the restaurant that occupied the building in 1913.
Would you like some spotted dick?
Whoa! Nets. Wow. Natalie, owner of The Leaf in Liverpool, said workers doing renovations on the building found a menu for Yamen Cafe and tea rooms. Dated January 15th, 1913, in the rafters. Natalie said the workers also found a waiter's hat embroidered with the word Yamen and the instructions for a card game called Whist and Bottles. Down came fluttering from the ceiling this menu from 108 years ago, and it's in absolutely unbelievable condition, Natalie told CNN. Natalie told the BBC the menu is like a time capsule hidden in the walls. She said Leaf plans to try to recreate some of the dishes listed on the menu to see what they were doing, how forward-thinking and creative as a restaurant is so inspiring, she said. That's nice. But let's move on. And I'll have a chip. So, what's next?
Let's go back to the previous story.
Okay.
I have a question. Okay. If they're, how are they forward thinking if they're making dishes that are over 100 years old?
Well, no, they were trying to say that they were forward thinking for the time.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, carry on.
Okay. So what's next, Anthony? Popsicle houses? So, May 6th, UPI. A 12-year-old Illinois boy broke a Guinness World Record when he assembled a 20.2-foot tower from popsicle sticks. Eric of Naperville said he has been building objects with popsicle sticks and other recycled materials since 2015, and he was inspired to chase the world record after watching a Guinness World Records video highlighting other record holders.
Naperville!
Eric built the 20.2-foot tower in segments measuring about 3 foot each! Ooh, ding, 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 ding!
Did we win a prize? Did we win a prize?
Apparently you did. Anyways, to make the tower, I had to build the same 3-foot-long vertical structure many times, which got very repetitive, though it was still very fun to see it getting taller and taller, he told the Guinness people. His other popsicle stick creations include a motorized model car, a boat, a marble run, and a functioning chair. Popsicle sticks! I felt accomplished and grateful when I became a Guinness World Records title holder. I was so happy that I was able to get to this point. My favorite thing about achieving the record was that I was able to be known for something I am passionate about. That's very good attitude for an 11-year-old kid.
Exactly. Continue to eat popsicles, little Jimmy. The world recognizes your passion. You got a mouthful of Dorito.
But I always love a good ham of a story. So, police in
Arkansas
responded to a call about a loose pig and recounted this capture the effort in a pun-filled social media post. The Barling Police Department said in a Facebook post that its code enforcement and animal control officer was dispatched to capture a hamburglar, a loose pig wandering a neighborhood. Why the fuck? What?
What? Wait. Is Dick White not doing his editorial duties again?
I don't know. But officers established a perimeter around the suspect to keep from getting ambushed by any partners in swine he might have. We're happy to report that our culprit's owner was surprised it was loose and quickly helped apprehend our suspect, the department said. And soon after, the pig, the Hamburglar, was returned to its owner. That's what Phil, you know, this is Fiddles McGinty. He sources these stories, man. He could, sometimes I don't know what he smokes.
I don't know what Phil McGinty, he smokes kilt stuff. I don't know what Fiddles McGinty smokes. I have no clue. I've never met the man. Oh, I know. I've just heard about the legend.
Whatever they smoked in the Lord of the Rings. Anyways, that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to... Oh, wait. Hold on. Crabs got you down? Do away with those annoying critters once and for all with Nuke-Away. America's only proven one and only thyme crab removal cream.
Okay, Dick White.
Yes, right. Once you use this, you may never get crabs or a date again. Nuke-Away, available at your local dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar.
Nope.
Nuke-Away is available for sale in California, Washington, Nebraska, Illinois, Montana, New York,
that
or
sucks.
Maine. May cause permanent burning, itching, peeling, and pitting to skin, plastic, cloth, ooh, metal, and uranium. Keep away from genitals. May cause unexpected growths. Use of product constitutes with agreement of liability labor included inside package. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, toilet seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call, 813-325-8566. This week on This Way Out, the Vatican's bait and switch confounds queer youth, trans sports enemies fumble, but is Joe Biden his time? Gertrude and Alice Kane connection is revealed in a Rainbow Minute. And in other news, Uganda targets queers in its color, or clarified, not color, its clarified penal code. The first gay dads are allowed to adopt children in Croatia. Tonga mourns a murdered trans and HIV activist, and homophobia quashes an honor for TJ Osborne. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll still be blithersome in 4 minutes. Woo-hoo! When we return.
Blitzum, blitzum, blitzum.
Right, find the button. Oh, here it is.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yow, Martians!
Delicious.
Barney!
Whoops, got a blast off!
Post Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc for Barney. Or Dino, for fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
Let's have a Play-Doh party!
Yeah!
A shooting star!
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti!
And now, you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun, and little enough to take with you wherever you go, while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color. Color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. A Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You are listening to Shyampa Radio. Hello, Roger here, Pip and Candied Bacon Incense. I want to tell you that it's almost summertime in Chicagoland, but boy oh boy, it's been downright hot in Chicago and Tampa, especially a particular server room where megaquats of data is passed back and forth every day. Am I boring you to death? Too bad. But I'll shut up now. I see my time has expired. Take it away, Betty.
Well, at least you didn't fart or say something to get us in trouble, Roger. So there's that. Hey, are you tuning into Weekend with Joe? Joe and Roger have some interesting programming you can tune into on weekends starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. With that said, I invite you to visit shyampa.info to see our schedule, chat with us, and more. Bye-bye now.
That's right, bye-bye. Hello, Roger here. Haha. Joe had to delete megaquad seconds of data from this cart due to possible copyright infringement. It's a lucky thing I'm around to keep his head straight. Did you know on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, we have headphone meditations with John DuBose? I see you listening with interest, Betty.
Why yes, Roger. I love headphone meditations with John DuBose, which is why you all should tune in on Wednesday nights. That's CHIAMPA.info. Come chat with us too.
Reboot! Before you know.
Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot now.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Roger, I found him.
Yeah, go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today. It's today. It's today. It's today. Error code 6. Please wait. Okay. Because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no. Yes. Go grab your dildos, pocket pussies, favorite smoking devices, snacks, and fizzy beverages, biatches, so before we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything, Joe will immediately cease moves pooping the script. Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Well, the lovable Anthony is in voicemail mode, but he'll be right back. Here we are.
Yeah, the lovable Anthony is trying to retrieve a voicemail. And it hasn't been doing too well.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, it's okay. I have it. I just haven't been able to forward it for some reason to the...
That's okay.
To the thing. In fact, I think I know why, but I'll go ahead and I'll update that issue in just a few moments. So, but we will get to this voicemail. We eventually will get to this voicemail. All right. Let me find the cart here. Where's the cart? Here we go. There you go. Sing the background music, Joe. Sing the background music. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. All right. Okay. We are going to have some Florida news, but before we continue, it is time for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you are listening live, it is mostly cloudy. And not currently 83 degrees Fahrenheit. The heat index is 84 degrees. The humidity is at 48%. Dew point
not
is
bad.
61 degrees. And visibility is 10 miles.
Not bad.
No, it's going to get humid as fuck later, though. All right, let's see. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 71. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 90. Tuesday night will be a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 72. On Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 88. On Wednesday night, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 72. And that's it for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah, right. Let me go ahead and open up my new scripty here. All right. What do we got going here? We have craziness. I have this here. In the way. Out of the way. Move out of the way. Windows in the way.
You have three screens.
And I've got windows in the way. Isn't that terrible how that works out? Our first Florida story of the night comes from KSDK Channel 5 News out of St. Louis, Missouri. A Hummer hauling gas cans burst into flames on Wednesday morning in Citrus County, Florida. Firefighters were dispatched just before 11 a.m. for a vehicle fire at South Alabama Avenue and West Grover, Cleveland Boulevard, and Homosassa. Citrus County Fire Rescue said the back of a 2004 Hummer H2 had just been loaded with 4 5-gallon gasoline containers. Ladies and gentlemen who do not know your math, that is 20 gallons of gasoline in the back. The gas had been purchased at the nearby Texaco Food Mart, so it did not get very far at all. Wow. Maybe even like 50 yards. Firefighters managed to extinguish the flames within about 10 minutes. Yikes. One person was injured but refused to be taken to the hospital. The official cause of the fire remains under investigation. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission on Wednesday has warned people in Florida about the safe storage of gasoline. You can read more guidelines by clicking on the link in this story.
How about hydrogen?
Hydrogen is great. I like helium, too.
Helium.
Yeah, but can helium power a car?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He's Elsa's man. That dude had some gas.
He did have some gas. He had 20 gallons of gas in his trunk. And then he blew up. All right. Our next story comes from Channel 7 News WSVN out of Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida.
Miami Beach police responded to the corner of 10th Street and Collins Avenue at around 5:25 p.m. on Friday. Police said that a man, later identified as 29-year-old Todd, climbed onto a traffic light post at a busy intersection and sat on top of the light and remained there for several minutes. Police said that Todd's actions caused most traffic in the area to come to a stop. Police said Todd then jumped onto the ledge of a building at 960 Collins Avenue. From there, he jumped off and landed on the sidewalk, ran westbound on 10th Street before entering a hotel along Washington Avenue.
I'm looking at the intersection on Google Maps now.
Are you? Do you see him sitting on top of the light post? Tip Skipper.
It's a nice area.
Yeah, it's Miami Beach.
It's ritzy. Well, you go. Uh-oh. We got breaking news.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
I believe we have Chip Skipper live on the scene of this news story in Miami Beach.
You know, there's this guy just sitting up on that pole like he's going to town, and there's just people
going to town on the pole.
But everybody else is just carefree and blithesome about their ways. They're just going to stores and
carefree and blithesome. Carefree. There we go. All right. Good use of the word of the day, Chip. Any injuries, any deaths, any fires, any rioting, anything crazy going on? Nope.
Everyone seems satisfied.
Just satisfied watching the guy sitting on a pole.
Guy's satisfied on the pole, too.
I guess when the guy's satisfied sitting on the pole, then nobody can complain. All right, Chip Skipper, thanks for the invite, the update, and we will chat with you later.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
This is definitely a landmark show, Dildo.
All right. Investigators said that he spotted the man exiting the hotel's patio area. From there, he headed northbound on Washington before he was apprehended near 11th Street. Todd, a Miramar resident, was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest without violence. As of Saturday night, Todd remains behind bars. He is currently being held on $1,500 bond.
Ooh. Ooh, sexy.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Joe's going to get all weird in the studio now. Better open up this beer then first. Get this out of the way. Make it a little bit easier.
Well, this guy got comfortable, huh?
Yeah, he sure did, didn't he? NBC News Channel 2 out of Fort Myers tells us about a man who got a little comfortable after his arrest. Lee County Sheriff's Office responded to an AT&T store located on U.S. 41 on Tuesday about an overnight burglary. The store told deputies that the subject stole about $10,000 worth of devices like phones and Apple AirPods.
Well, I hope it was Apple phones he stole, because the Apple iPods wouldn't do shit anyway.
You mean the, yeah, I know, right? The AirPods?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Absolutely. So detectives with the LCSO learned Keenan was trying to leave Fort Myers on a plane. There's a big gap in the story somewhere. I asked Dick White to kind of fill it in. He didn't do a very good job. LCSO said that they tipped off Lee County Port Authority officers, and then they were able to find Keenan and detain him. Police with Lee County Port Authority confirmed Keenan first gave them a fake name when they found him, but then were able to identify him as the suspect. LCSO was looking for. Officers said he was handcuffed and placed in the back of a patrol car while waiting for detectives to arrive. This is where things get naked. Officers said Keenan was able to move his handcuffs to the front of his body and strip out of all of his clothes and placed a sock over his wee-wee.
Damn.
He was able to do all that bullshit while handcuffed.
How did he get his hands? I don't understand that part.
How the hell did he get a sock on his wee-wee with a fucking handcuffs? I mean, Jesus. And he got his shirt. Clearly, he got a shirt off with it. How did
he's
he
very
get
ambidextrous.
Clearly, he's very ambidextrous. That's quite amazing.
Maybe he's a circus performer.
He could be a circus performer. I don't know. Do I got a picture? Do I get a picture? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Let's see.
A contortionist?
I don't know. I don't know. Just looks like a person. Looks like a teenager, actually. But hey.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. So,
That's yeah. crazy.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. So when investigators arrived on the scene, they checked on Keenan's well-being, and Keenan spit at one of the officers. Keenan was arrested for battery on a law enforcement officer, providing a false name, burglary, larceny, and a crime against a person. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Yes, what's interesting?
He wasn't charged with being lewd by getting naked like that.
Yes, no, he wasn't. And that's somehow we like jumped all over the place here. There we go. Okay. Everything is being weird tonight. Everything is being weird tonight.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots.
That would be us.
Be a part of the CBQ studio experience.
We'll give you a beer too.
Yes, 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 yes. Be sure to visit us at Shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bones, biatches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start blithesomely conversing on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You are welcome, Joe. You are welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty. I'm still trying to get this damn voicemail.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
All right, yeah, we get it, robots, we get it. But yeah, Anthony's trying to get that voicemail going, but if you want to give us a...
There you go. If you want to give us a big belch, that'd be great.
Give us a call at 813-327-8566. We respect all opinions in any which way direction they come. Or, well, we don't necessarily... never mind. I don't know what I'm saying. But it's nice to be out. It's nice to be on vacation. But I'm also realizing that when I get back to normal life, it's back to work. And, you know, I'll have my time. We're getting back to some kind of normalcy.
Normalcy.
Yep.
Like voicemail. Voicemail is a normalcy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's check some voicemail.
Ooh.
You have one new message. Press 1 for new first message.
Hey, I want to talk to the manager. You guys, you got to get some new equipment there. You know what? I want my money back. Send my money back. What the hell is going on?
Wait, is Ezel a silent investor?
Press 5 to repeat the current
Maybe?
Message.
I don't know.
Press 7 to delete this message. Press goodbye.
Since when do we accept donations?
I don't know, but hey, sure, we got donations, apparently. So, well, Ezel, the phone is working now, so feel free to give
what
us
other,
a call.
What other new equipment do we need around here in the studios?
We need a margarita machine, and I don't know.
That automatically spits out a salted rimmed glass?
Absolutely.
With ice?
Absolutely.
Pours it before your eyes?
We need a naked sewer lady.
A naked sewer lady.
A naked sewer lady.
Is there things that
pigeons.
We were supposed to read too?
I don't know if we were
you know
supposed
what?
To read.
You know
what?
There were some things that were. You know what? Oh, yeah. I know what we were supposed to read. Hold
what
on.
What were we supposed to read?
Hold on. I know what we were supposed to read.
What were we supposed to read? I'm going to read this pipe a little bit more. Hold on.
After Rogers did his National Day moment, I was supposed to say, are your batteries run down? Did you forget to buy new ones? Are you feeling despair buying at your local grocery store that is filled with little rascals driving 2 to 3 miles an hour, creating bottlenecks in a grocery store aisle, only to have the cashier call out for a store-wide price check over the PA system announcement system for butt cream and condoms when you didn't even ask for them? Do you need a safe space to talk about it? Well, you can always rely on us. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and
we
trust
have a
us.
Call.
We'll laugh, we promise. Back to you, Anthony. Hey! Whoa.
Sounds like we got Ezel over there.
Whoa.
One massive hit for Ezel.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hello.
Ezel, is that you?
Hey, Ezel.
Hello. This is Ezel.
Hey, Ezel.
Hello.
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 If you can hear, if you can hear me, say chicken soup.
Chicken soup. Oh, man, you guys are crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, well, ain't no shit. Ain't no question about that.
Oh, man. But speaking about crazy, man, this whole fucking world's gone crazy, man. Ain't it? It's crazy out there.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
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 There's no doubt. It's COVID. I call it COVID madness, man, I tell you. So, you know, me and the Clay people were, that's what I'm trying to get a hold of you guys with your equipment, Phil. We were bored out of our minds, so I says, hey, you guys like caves. So the Clay people says, well, let's go see some great caves. I took them down to Tennessee, you
okay,
know.
Okay, okay.
Oh, they got
caves
some great
down in
caves.
Tennessee, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, yeah. So anyway, so we did a day of cave, you know, dwelling and stuff like that. So we go to Nashville. And we're going to take in, you know, the atmosphere at Nashville. So we're sitting in this bar, and this crazy son of a bitch gets up from the bar, and he's got a colostomy bag on.
Oh, that's not fun.
Was it bubbling?
This crazy drunk son of a bitch, he takes this thing, and he starts swinging it.
Oh, my
like,
God.
You know, and he's like, yeah. And the shit droplets going all over the place. And now, you know, the Clay people, they like that. They started dancing, like, you know, dancing in the rain, you know, that movie, dancing in the rain.
I think the Clay people might need some therapy.
Well, no, you know what? You know, they live in clays and caves, and we got a cave that's underneath the septic system, so they get a little dribble once in a while down there in them caves, you know. And they enjoy it. They live with it, you know. But I tell you what, them Smoky Mountains—they call them Smoky Mountains because, man, you can smoke there, boy. I tell you, everybody.
I'm sure you can smoke there in the Smoky Mountains.
I need to smoke after hearing this story.
Yeah, right. Tell me.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, that's crazy. And you know what? They call the police, and the police come in, and they get covered with this shit. Oh man, there was crazy shit going on.
Wow.
I think we could look. Yeah, we could look at Google. We could find out what happened to that crazy dude. I think they put him in some asylum.
Probably. Well, I know there was. Crazy. I know there was some dude with his. At the racetrack or a gas station, not a racetrack. It was a Radiant, or it was one of those gas stations with a, you know, with a rest, you know, Dunkin' or something in it. But this dude was at the counter buying his lottery tickets, scratching off his lottery tickets, and he had his catheter bags hanging off on the side there, and I'm just standing there. I'm just like, you got a bag of your piss just hanging off the damn side of your pants, and you ain't thinking nothing about it. Well, you scratching off Mega Gold Millions right up there at the counter, being a pain in the ass of society.
Man, that is one pain in the ass there, brother. I tell you. So anyway. So, Joe, are you enjoying your stay in Florida, man?
I am enjoying my stay in Florida, especially hanging out at Anthony's house, and when Anthony's here, hanging out with Anthony.
That's important.
Oh,
yes.
Man, that's some good times.
But
there,
you know what?
Man.
Today I did nothing but a lot of... I did a little walk-in today. I hung out at the house, took lots of naps. My body is just sore and tired. I just needed to relax.
Did you go down to that Chinese joint and get some egg rolls, man?
You know what? I almost did, but they were closed.
Yeah.
They don't have any staff.
Oh, what?
They don't have any staff.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man. You got to get some of them egg rolls before you get back to Chicago, man. Hey, speaking of Chicago, I'm reading a thing here that they spent thousands of dollars on feral cats. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah. The feral cats are everywhere because the rats are nasty.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but you know what's happening? They said this morning on the news that people are taking the feral cats in the house and they're feeding them. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wow.
Are you that stupid? Man, you know, that's why they got the feral cats, because they get rid of the rats.
But if you,
you
take
know.
The cats in and feed them, they ain't going to go after the damn rats.
Yeah, they're making house pests out of them. You know, feral cats, they not supposed to be in the house. They're supposed to be outside.
That's why they're feral cats. They're outside cats.
They're wild cats, man. And these crazy son of a bitch. I don't know what's wrong with people. I think it's COVID madness is what it is,
It's all COVID. It's all COVID madness, Al. It's all crazy COVID.
So now we still got the rat problem, you know.
And you got a bunch of adopted feral cats.
Yep.
Oh man, that's crazy. Maybe these people should bring the rats in the house to start feeding them.
You know what? Instead of buying fucking cat food for the feral cats, bring the rats in the house and feed the damn rats to the feral cats that you got in the damn house.
You could have build in the basement. You could build like a gladiator ring, and you put there and the rats, and they can
ultimate cat smackdown.
Only on the Joe and Anthony show.
Only on the Joe.
Oh man! Landmark edition. I thought I was nuts. Well, man, there's none of your people than me.
There are none of your people than you, sir. You know there are.
Oh man, I'm telling you, when you hang around them clay people, they get you certified that you're nuts.
I'm sure they do, Ezo. Yeah, but we're gonna have to bid you a good evening.
Yeah, I got to go, man.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later, boys.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Ezel.
Say hi to the clay people for us and tell them they make sure they boil that septic water to acceptable temperatures.
To prevent
listeria.
Candyland. Oof. We're going to play Candyland tonight. Oof.
Well, you have fun with that.
All right, and we're going to make some s'mores, too,
All right, Ezel. Have a good night.
You got him, man.
Bye, Ezel.
Bye-bye.
Oh, all right. Looks like the ugly lights have been on for a while now. And there are flashing lights in the parking lot. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake.
Oh, yeah. I had Crazy People R Us installers.
Crazy People R Us installers.
Come on and install the special lighting so we don't bump into things. You'll love it, I promise.
But it's flashing. It's almost putting me into an epileptic fit. I can't walk down the hallway if I'm in an epileptic fit.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show, either tonight or on a recast that you picked up here on Shamper Radio or at one of the many places our show is carried. Right, Anthony?
Absolutely. You can make sure your commute is more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 in the morning Eastern, and then traffic with Toppers at 3:30, burp o'clock Eastern in the afternoon every weekday. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday T-Dance.
Something? You know, since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra audio Technique procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any of your devices perpetually tuned to Shiamper Radio. That's right. Just point your favorite browser to Chiampa. That's Chiampa.org. That's Chiampa.org. And go there for our complete listening experience. Not that experience, though. It won't burp at you as much.
Yeah, you don't want that experience. Yeah.
No.
He's only burping a lot in this episode, but he doesn't burp a lot in all the episodes.
No.
Not usually.
No, I've had lots of things tonight.
Yes, you have. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We may be back next Monday. Check out our blog at shamba.org. Remember, folks, don't get naked in the back of a burning Hummer after you buy an expensive car from all the money you made sitting on a pole. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a new episode of This Way Out with a Q for Queeb.
Bye-bye with an E.
Bye-bye with an E.
Yeah.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod.
Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.